Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to control your energy usage and save money? Well, if you download the MyMTE app, you can track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. Available free and available now, iOS and Android. Catching up with John Mitchell, he is the executive director of the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross. And we were just talking about weather and that time of the year. It feels like spring. Well, not this morning. It's crazy, though, John. Tomorrow, we could get into the upper 60s, maybe 70.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just back and forth as far as what you're going to wear walking out the door that day.
Yeah.
And I'm embracing it. I'm feeling spring right around the corner. And what does that mean for the Red Cross? Yeah, we're definitely gearing up, knowing that there could be some storms, and hopefully we don't have that flash flooding materialize like it could. But another thing that it does for us is we're real active with our Homes Made Safe for our Sound the Alarm Save a Life campaign, where we get out and do smoke alarm installs for free. And so we've got three of those events scheduled in our chapter. On March the 8th, we're going to be doing one in the South Rutherford area. On March the 29th, we'll be doing one in Allgood, Tennessee. And April the 26th, we'll be at First Baptist on Castle Street and going in the community around Patterson Community Park and First Baptist. And this is a great opportunity if you wanted to just come in and say, hey, I'm interested in seeing what the Red Cross does. If you come out to one of those events, we'll have you fill out just a few brief forms, but then you can gather up with two or three people, and we'll go house to house, and we'll do a Homes Made Safer presentation, give them materials about fire safety, tornado safety, those type of things, get everybody prepared mentally. But in the process, the key thing is if they need replacement of smoke alarms or they don't have them at all, we'll install up to 5 to 6 for free. And it's part of a state-wide program that the state fire marshal does. But we love doing that because we want to make sure that we would much rather knock on somebody's door and to make sure they don't have that home fire than what we do when we respond to home fires, making sure people have their next steps ready with some financial assistance.
I do know that a lot of the smoke alarms now, John, are coming with a battery that you don't have to replace. You just replace the whole thing every few years.
And that's what we use. It's the same thing that some of the fire departments have, and we have an inventory of those. So
they're KIDA fire alarms or something like that.
That sounds right. Yeah. But ours, the ones that we're installing, have a 10-year battery.
Okay.
So you put that up and you go. Now, a couple different things that we'll do is if you have wired smoke alarms, we don't necessarily come and change those out. We can kind of come and give you some guidance out. But if somebody feels like that's not working, we can put one up next to it. But yeah, the ones that we put up, 10 years, one of the real quick signs is if you walk by your smoke detector and it's kind of faded a little bit yellow, and it was white, we pretty much are just going to pull that one off and put a new one up right there. But yeah, you get a one that goes for 10 years and it's free.
That one there, it's been here forever, but we've got one right here in the studio, but it'll scream at you when the batteries need replacing. It's not one of those fancy ones, but we've got batteries right nearby.
I guess the next time I come up here, I'll bring a few and we'll see where we need to put them if you want to put any up. Cause we love doing it. Our volunteers love doing it. It's just something, I can remember doing this in Laverne, Tennessee, and we were with a family that we did have a language barrier, and we were communicating as well as we could with this wonderful Hispanic family. And after we got we broke through on the communications, the reality was they had zero smoke alarms.
Wow.
And I was sitting there looking at these beautiful little children thinking, the group that I was with, we all just felt like we had done something special that day to walk out knowing that they've got some protection from a fire, you know, that they didn't have before. So, we will do that in those events, and we will do that on a one-on-one basis. So if you would like to have a smoke alarm installed, you can just text me, John Mitchell, 615-651-3405, and myself or one of our volunteers will come out to your home and do a Homes Made Safer and install smoke alarms if you need them.
Well, that is good news to know. And what is the program called one more time, John? Homes Made Safer?
Homes Made Safer is the official program.
Okay. I'm going to put all this information, and hopefully I can grab some links off of the website there to direct folks to that when we put the podcast up, because that's important. So basically, we're trying to take away the, well, I can't afford to put in a smoke alarm.
Absolutely.
You know, between that, I know Murfreesboro Fire Department, Fire and Rescue, they do the same thing, County Fire Department. So, I mean, with all of those resources, reach out to somebody is the point.
Absolutely, because the reality of it is there is no need for anybody, especially if a financial barrier is the issue, to not have a smoke alarm. You can get them free, and you can get people to install them. And we would love to help with that or guide you to the fire department closest to you if you're in a surrounding area.
I want to touch on this, too. We've got a lot to talk about with you today, John. We kind of touched on the severe weather, and the spring is severe weather season here in Tennessee, and alarms kind of made me think to remember to tell folks, if you don't have a weather radio, you need one. You need some way to be woken up in the middle of the night after you've gone to bed if there are severe storms. And that's also something that you need in every house.
You do. We have one, and it really helps. I mean, in today's world, you have a lot of different opportunities, whether it's your phone, your TV. But in reality, you just need to have a little bit of everything, because you never know when you're going to not have something, and one thing is going to give you that trigger to, I mean, if you're not watching the TV and the news reporting at, 2 a.m., your weather radio is going to jolt you into, hey, I need to see what's going on.
Right. And the good thing, back in the old days, you know, 20 years ago, when you had a weather radio, it would go off for that entire area. But they're very smart now, so it will, when there is a warning issued for Rutherford County, it will alert you, and once you get it programmed, I have mine alerting one county over. That way I can react, but however you want to do that, that way it's not going off for a storm in Cookeville, for instance.
Yeah.
And so,
And Brian, I know you weren't asking me to do this, but if some of y'all don't know, Brian does an awesome job with a hyper weather report through some of his personal Facebook activity. And if you don't know that, I would definitely tap into that, because, I mean, it's one thing to watch the news and they're talking about something happening up in the Kentucky line.
Right.
But to know what is happening right here in our zip codes is really important. And so thank you for doing that, Brian. That's a really great service you're providing the community.
Well, one of your Red Cross volunteers, Justin Bailey, helps me with that. And we had storms last week over in the Cumberland Plateau area, and I know the local Red Cross had to respond for some damage assessment there. So.
Yes, we did. There was at least six homes that were destroyed or, you know, had heavy damage.
Yeah.
So, our teams responded real quickly and was out there the next day and was given financial assistance in a quick turnaround.
John Mitchell is the executive director of the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross. We're going to talk about hometown heroes, but I did write one more thing down. I saw a story about flu, and with flu being so widespread, you can't give blood when you have the flu or sick with some type of virus, and so blood supplies are going lower just because of all the sickness that's around. So
the blood drives that we have, different things affect them at different times. Of course, big disasters affect them, or like you said, the flu. So we do have a lot of them still set. If you go to redcrossblood.org. You can look and see what Red Cross drives are happening within the next few days. What I would encourage you to do is to go on your smartphone and download the Blood Cross app and get the Red Cross Blood app. And that way you can get established, and not only will you get a trigger when it's time for you to give blood again, but you will also get history of your your blood pressure. We're, I think, the month of March, they're going to do a special thing where they'll be tracking your sugar levels.
Oh yeah,
you know, through that. So I think that's a neat thing. If you give blood or you're wanting to start give blood, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. It will give you information about where the blood that you gave is going, who it's helping, but it'll also help you stay current with a location that's convenient for you.
We've touched on several different areas, and that's not all of the work that goes on with the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross. And I think maybe a misconception a lot of people have, the Red Cross is not a governmental agency. It's a not-for-profit, and it takes money to have these things happen, you know, giving away free smoke alarms and, you know, going to do damage assessment and blood supply and all that. And the Heart of Tennessee's chapter of the American Red Cross has a big fundraiser that comes up. It's really a luncheon and a great opportunity as you support and highlight local heroes here. And the Hometown Heroes Luncheon is coming up.
It is. It'll be March the 13th. That's open to the community. We have had several organizations. Nissan is our title sponsor. Ascend Federal Credit Union is the next tier on sponsorship as a presenting sponsor, and many others. They help set the platform for us to raise. Our goal is to see if we can raise over $150,000. And we're inching in close to that. And what would really help is if you considered buying a table at $1,000, or if you just want to attend, there's a link that I'll provide you on your website that you can go to on our GiveSmart page and sign up and get a ticket for $100 to sit at that. All that money is going to go into these programs we were talking about. A little special Blue Raider mix is in there with retired professor Dr. Gloria Bonner being our hometown hero that we're celebrating. She serves on our board and does not only great work with us, but she is a true treasure to this community in her philanthropy and community outreach. And we'll have a video of her story and her legacy of giving back to the community that she came from. And Ray Wiley, if y'all know, is the now director of the Recreation Center. And we will give him a spotlight as one of our volunteers that's been doing things for the Red Cross for several years. He just provided us with a schematic of when the Rec Center became a shelter during Gustav. And so they were managing that shelter, the Rec Center, while they were sheltering people that were displaced. And, you know, Ray's leadership has been crucial in big events like that, or just serving. Now he serves full-time on our biomed committee. And, of course, Dr. Bonner.
They have the blood drive there, the Beat WKU blood drive.
That's right. Yeah. And now we call it 100 Miles of Hope.
Okay, yeah,
all right. But here's the reality of it. There, you can't mention two names that have had a bigger effect on that than Ray Wiley and Dr. Gloria Bonner, yeah, as far as turning that into something that is produced so many units of life-saving blood over the years. It's a phenomenal program, and it's because people, we live in a great community. A lot of people give back, and when they do, we want to recognize them, and so we'll be recognizing Dr. Gloria Bonner and Ray Wiley at our annual Red Cross Heroes Luncheon, March the 13th.
There have been lots of folks. I think last year it was Ernest Burgess.
Yep.
And then Bart talked to him last year and did an interview, and Bart's been one of those. I mean, there have been several. Gordon Ferguson at the hospital, so just kind of a who's
Joey
who there.
Joey P., Andy yeah. Womack. And it started with, I knew as soon as I tried to capture this name, it would, but he ran the Christy Houston Foundation for many years. But he was the first recipient, and I'll think of his name here in a minute. Somebody out there in
Bob
radio. Bob Mifflin. Yeah. Yeah. So many very well-deserving, I think, John Hood. I know mm-hmm. we're missing a few, but what a privileged group of people for Dr. Bonner to be joining as
Absolutely.
A hero.
Yeah, John Hood, Liz Ray, Dr. Sidney McPhee. I mean, the list goes on and on. So redcross.org/heartoftnheroes is where you can go to get those tickets. And it's, again, March 13th. And next time you're on, John, we'll get a recap of that event because I think you're on the very next day here.
Oh, yeah.
Next month.
Yeah,
so,
that'll be great. That'll
looking
be
great. Forward to it. John, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Brian, thank you.
John Mitchell joining us from the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross this morning.